after the halachas of matanos l'avyonim. So the pasuk says in the Megillah that the Klal Yisrael undertook upon themselves to give matanos lo avyonim. So Chazal understand this, the pshat in the pasuk, the avyonim is plural. So you have to give to two individuals which are impoverished, an avyon. And you give each one matana. So the plural of matana is because once you give it to two people, you have to give, obviously, two different matanos. That being said, a husband and a wife which are impoverished, if you're giving to them as a couple, or a father and a son, counts as two avyonim. So a person would fulfill his mitzvah of matanos avyonim by giving to a family which has at least two individuals in it, and that family is poor, a person will fulfill the mitzvah of matanos avyonim. The language is to an avyon. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that even though we find in the usage of the Torah that the word avyon is a stronger level of poverty, a worse level of poverty than an oni, but the usage over here in the Megillah, it's not stressing an avyon versus an oni. So any person which is considered to have the status of an oni is somebody that you can use, that you can fulfill your mitzvah of giving matanos to him. There is an opinion mentioned quoted in the Nitek of Real and others, which say that no, that it would be preferable to give to an avyon a person who's significantly impoverished. Rashi says in Chumash that the definition of the word avyon is to'ev l'chol davar. He's desiring everything, which means he has nothing, and therefore all he has is desire for everything, as opposed to an oni. An oni, a person can have a certain amount of things, he just doesn't have enough to live on to meet the standard basic living needs, but he has some things that would be called an oni. But the Iker Pesach is not like that opinion. The Iker Pesach is any oni is sufficient for the fulfillment of the mitzvah of matanos l'avyonim. Since this is a chiyuv, the person must give. A person cannot use meiser money for the purpose of matanos l'avyonim. Just want to clarify this idea. The meiser is understood as something which it doesn't really belong to us. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's, and we are acting as the steward. The shomer and we have a stewardship, we have a responsibility to take care of this money of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and give it out to the individuals which need it. But obviously, if it doesn't belong to me, I cannot use it to fulfill obligations that I personally have. So if I have a chiyuv to give money, matanos l'avyonim, I cannot take the Bereshit's money. All money belongs to Kadosh Baruch, obviously, but the idea being that this is specifically just given to me to shepherd and deal with, I cannot take that money and use it for my own personal obligations. However, that's only referring to the basic obligation of giving to aniyim. If I give any money beyond that, I am allowed to use that extra money, give that extra money from Mos Meiser. Even to the two individuals which I'm going to fulfill my basic obligation to, we need to define how much money you have to give. So there's basically three opinions over here. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a Ritva. Ritva says that you have to give a pruta. The basic shear of giving is considered a pruta. So you have to give a pruta to one ani, and another pruta to another ani, and you fulfill your mitzvah, the basic obligation. How you define a pruta is, do we use the silver content, the value that it was compared to silver content at the time of when the coin was used, and then we apply it? Do we look at the purchase value that a pruta had, and we apply that to nowadays? That is a machlokes. Either way, it's not a very large sum. Okay. The Shari Tshuva brings from the Machzis Bracha that the Machzis Bracha, which is the Chidor, suggests something totally different. He says that I have a chiyuv to give a shir suda to each ani. What's the minimal shir suda? Because I'll say that if a person eats three bayim of bread, so that's considered a minimal suda. So that would be the minimal shir that you have to give. You have to give enough money that a person could go out and purchase a minimal suda. Rav Moshe Zatzal has a tshuva, he's quoted that it's not a tshuva written. He's quoted. He says you would not fulfill the obligation with a pruta. It has to be something which a person could buy, a minimal type of meal. But whereas the Matzke Bracha seems to just focus on the bread part of the meal, he seems to see that it really would refer to the idea of actually being able to make a small meal out of it. So he says this, the tshuva that he's quoted, or the date that he's quoted from, goes back to 1979 when this quote was written. And he said that for a dollar, a person could go out and could buy a roll and buy some type of a spread and a drink, and he could make a meal out of it. Nowadays, that would probably not be true for a dollar. A person could go out for a few dollars, buy a can of tuna fish for $1.50, buy a roll for a dollar, buy a drink, and he has a small meal. So $4 or $5. So that's $4 or $5 to one ani, $4 or $5 to another ani. You now fulfilled your basic obligation. Anything which you give beyond that to either of those aniim, or you give to other aniim, you can use meiser money for. There's a when the person gives this matanas of yarnim, is this an act of stalka, or is this, let's leave this discussion for tomorrow, and we will, or after Shabbos, and we will discuss exactly how we understand the mitzvah matanas of yarnim. Is this a stalka concept, or is this a Purim? Idea of Simchas Purim concept. Have a good day.